Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener supported, hands on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 13 and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm also from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
Yay! So, Emily and usually Ingrid and Sophie, and previously Quinn and Maddie.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. And I are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Yay! So today we are missing Ingrid and Sophie.
We miss you guys.
Yeah, we miss you. But we're still here.
Yay.
Yay. And we're going to talk about
books. Thank you to Maddie for sending us a card.
Yes, thank you,
Maddie. She also wrote a new review that we'll put up on the blog soon.
Oh, yes.
And perhaps even share on the radio sometime.
Ooh. Our blog is wearebound by books.wordpress.com. And you should visit it.
Yes. It will be having an update very soon.
It's true.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for updates, but we'll get there. Yeah. Promise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. It's true.
Guess whose birthday it is today?
Whose?
Lewis Carroll.
Really?
Who wrote Alice in Wonderland and several poems and Through the Looking Glass. And
nice.
Yes. I don't know how old he would be if he was still alive. I'm not good with that kind of math.
No.
I could figure it out if I really wanted to, but.
That's nice.
But he was born on this day in 1832, I believe. Just a long time ago.
Happy birthday, Lewis Carroll.
It's pretty cool when you were born that long ago and people are still reading your works.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Have you read Lewis Carroll books
or poems? Yes. Well, Alice in Wonderland, of course. Mm-hmm. I like that book a lot.
I realize today I don't know if I've ever read Through the Looking Glass.
I don't know either. I feel like I started it maybe sometime.
I'd be surprised that I didn't because I really liked Alice in Wonderland a lot. Yeah. But I don't recall it. I'll have to ask my mom.
Yes. Moms know that kind of
thing. Yeah, they're very good at that. But sometimes they make things up that I think they actually believe to be true. But they convince themselves.
There was a character in Alias who had a first edition of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And her mom gave it to her. And then it got burned in the fire.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But someone gave her a third edition because apparently they were going to give her a first one, but it was too expensive.
That's sweet.
It was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Books are nice.
Yeah. So today was a big day in the youth media world.
Oh?
Because the American Library Association announced their Youth Media Award winners today.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. So bright and early.
That's cool.
At 8 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
What sort of youth?
One thing I haven't figured out as an adult is why conferences always start really early in the morning.
I
don't really want to start work at 8 a.m. That's just not my thing.
No?
No.
Wow.
Especially when it's like you're at a conference, you have to like get there first.
Yeah.
So unless you're staying in the same building, that means you have to kind of commute and all that. Yeah. I know people do it every day.
It's true.
Like teachers.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I
don't approve. But I do approve of the Youth Media Awards.
Oh?
They celebrate great works of youth. Material.
Yay.
Do you want me to tell you some of them?
Yes.
Well, one of the big ones is the John Newbery Medal.
Oh.
Which is for the most outstanding contribution to children's literature. And I haven't read this one yet. Mm-hmm. But the winner was Flora and Ulysses, The Illuminated Adventures, which is by Kate DiCamillo. Mm-hmm. And it looks super cute.
Oh.
It's about a girl and a squirrel, which is fun to say as well because it rhymes.
A girl
and a squirrel.
Sort of love squirrels. They're really cute and they're fluffy.
Mm-hmm. So that was the Newbery Award winner. She also wrote, you know, Because of Winn-Dixie, and The Tale of Despero, Rising, Bengali, Mercy Watson books.
Wow.
She's actually at the library in the kids' room. We have an author of the month, And she's our January author of the month.
Cool.
So that's nice. And she's also the new ambassador of youth literature.
Ambassador.
So it's been a good year for her, I guess.
Yeah.
Actually, the only book on the honor list that I've read is Doll Bones, which I talked about on the show by Holly Black.
Yeah.
Which is excellent.
And we went and saw Holly
Black. Yes, we saw her at Oblong Books.
Yes.
Which was also great.
Yes.
But the other honor books for Newbery were Year of Billy Miller by Kevin Henkes, and One Came Home by Amy Timberlake, which I'm going to listen to on audio soon, and Paperboy by Vince Vaughter.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it, but I recognized the cover.
Oh.
Like, I recognize it as a book that was sort of promoted to read. Which most books are permitted to read, but one that was highly acclaimed.
Mm.
And obviously it's now got an honor, so that's nice. The Caldecott Medal, which is really more for books made for younger kids than the books that we generally read, although I read picture books all the time. Mm. But it's one of my favorite youth media awards because it's for the most distinguished American picture book for children. And the winner for that was Locomotive, which was illustrated by Brian Flaca, I think is how you say his last name.
Flaca.
Which I haven't read yet. It's a informational picture book about trains.
Trains. I like trains, but not when they're in front of me when I'm driving.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No.
But this book looks very beautiful.
That's nice.
The other ones were Journey, which is by Aaron Becker, which is a wordless picture book that looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Flora and the Flamingo by Molly Idle, which is also a wordless picture book, which also is fantastic. And Mr. Waffles by David Weissner, which is an almost wordless picture book.
Waffles.
And also is fabulous. It's about a cat and some aliens that crash in the
Waffles
cat's area.
Waffles is very fun to say.
Mr. Waffles, yeah.
Mr. Waffles.
So those were the honor books. Then there's the Coretta Scott King Author Book Award, which recognizes an African-American author and illustrator of outstanding picture books for children and young adults. So it's the Coretta Scott King Award. So there's an author award and an illustrator award. So the author award went to Rita Williams Garcia for PSB 11. And she came to the Hudson Children's Book Fest, I think, 2 years ago.
Nice.
So that's exciting. That's a follow-up to, I believe it was called One Hot Summer.
I see.
And then for the Illustrator Award, it's Knock Knock, My Dad's Dream for Me, which is illustrated by Brian Collier, who is also a Hudson Children's Book Fest attendee. Mm-hmm. I believe that was this past year. It's hard to keep all the years straight.
Yeah.
But they've both been there.
Well, I'm just impressed that you know all the people.
Thank you.
It's a year.
Then there's the Coretta Scott King John Steptoe New Talent Award, which went to Theodore Taylor III for When the Beat Was Born, DJ Kool Herc, and the Creation of Hip Hop, which is a really beautiful looking book. That one I also haven't read, but I've flipped through the pictures. And the Coretta Scott King Virginia Hamilton Award for Lifetime Achievement went to Patricia and Frederick McKissick. So we got, the one that's probably the most up our alley is the Michael L. Prince Award for Excellence in Literature Written for Young Adults.
I'm a young adult.
And I don't know if you've read any of these. I've only read one of them, actually. But the winner was Midwinter Blood by Marcus Sedgwick, which I haven't read, but I've heard great things about.
Never even heard of it.
And the honor books were, the one that I have read is Eleanor and Park by Rainbow Rowell. Kingdom of Little Wounds by Susan Kokal, which I hadn't even heard of. I'll have to look into it. Maggot Moon by Sally Gardner. And Navigating Early by Claire Vanderpool, which I've heard great things about.
That's nice. I've never heard of any of those books. But now I have to look into those.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of other awards. If you want to see the full list, you could go to the ALA website and do a search on there, or you could go to the library Facebook page, and we have a link posted on there. That page is facebook.com/HudsonAreaLibraryNY.
Cool.
So if you want to get a link from there, you're welcome to. But yeah, they have the Pura Belpre Award, which is for Latino illustrator and author, the Odyssey Award, which is for best audiobook. And actually during the presentation, they played a clip from it, and it was the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah, because apparently there's like some otherworldly stuff going on in the story, and the reader does make some kind of weird noises. And the clip that they played was basically them making weird noises and then saying like one or two words. It was a very strange clip to play. It's called Scowler.
Hmm.
It's by the book's by Daniel Krauss.
Hmm.
So I'm going to try to listen to that one too. They also have awards for excellence in children's video, excellence in, like a nonfiction title, award for best book for sort of beginning readers, outstanding children's book originally published in a language other than English. In a country other than the U.S. and then translated for publication. Best book portraying the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender experience. Best debut.
There's
all sorts
a lot
of stuff.
Books.
There's a lot of awards and a lot of great books. I want to read them all. But I don't have time just yet.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's someday
bad,
maybe.
I'm sorry.
It's better to have too many books to read than not enough.
It's true.
And luckily I don't think I'll ever run out.
I've got too many, but I'm reading them too slow, so it's not like I
And they keep coming.
I know, they just keep coming. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I were a picker of awards for books that were good, well, my favorite book as a child, well, I don't know, how old was I? Probably like 8 or 9. My favorite book, and it's still one of my favorite books, and I should probably get a copy of it, was Ronya the Robber's Daughter, and I don't remember who it was by, but it was really good, and it was about this little girl, and she was born on a stormy night in this little hut thing in the woods with a bunch of robbers. And, well, next to them lived these other robbers that were bad robbers. But she was born with the good robbers. And so, yeah, in the woods. It was kind of like Robin Hood, but it really wasn't at all. So then she met this... And on the night that she was born, there was this big chasm, and it broke apart the two sections of the fort, separating the good and the bad robbers. And then she met this boy who was from the bad robbers' place. And so then they became friends, and their fathers were very upset. But then they ran away and lived in the woods in a little cave and ate bread and jumped on wild horses, and it was so cool. Oh my god. And she went like snowshoeing, and I loved it so much.
I'll have to read that one.
Like a rock with gnomes and
that sounds great. It's actually it's by Astrid Lindgren, who wrote Pippi Longstocking.
Really?
And it won the award for the Bachelder Award, which is the one for a book originally published in another country in another language and then translated.
Really?
So it won that award.
Whoa!
So it did win an award. Hooray!
That's cool.
And there's at least one version of it that's illustrated by Trina Shart Hyman, who was one of my absolute favorite illustrators growing up.
It's really good.
So I'll have to read that one.
I read it like over and over again, and then my friend gave it to me and was like, I think you would like this book, and I'm like, I already read it like 5 times. So it's just so... And
so
it's
she
like
knew you
short.
Well,
yes.
But not
yes.
perfectly.
Yes.
She knew your taste.
Exactly. And
just not your history.
I should probably read it again if I can get my hands on it. It's pretty short. I mean, it's not like short, but it's
according
not long.
To this, it is 176 pages.
Yes.
What a good length.
Yes. So it's great length, and they just had to do all this fun stuff. And, yeah. And there's like a good moral at the end. And yeah.
It's really
That's
good.
That's exciting, because I loved Pippi Longstocking. I didn't read that as a kid, as far as I remember, but I read it as an adult, and it's definitely one of my favorite kids' books.
I loved Pippi Longstocking, too. I didn't know it was by the same author, actually, but I really liked Pippi Longstocking and her horse and her hair and all that.
The monkey.
Stuff. Yes.
And the neighbors.
Yes. But this book was, like, nothing like Pippi Longstocking at all. It was really different, except for that there was horses. That was pretty much the only similarity.
I like some of the names of the books by Astrid Lindgren. Some of the other books are The Children of Noisy Village and Happy Times in Noisy Village.
Oh, my friend
And
loved
Lotta on Troublemaker Street.
My friend loved The Children of Noisy Village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she really did. And I remember her reading them a lot. So, yeah, she just has a bunch of really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Were the other books published in other countries and other languages first? Or, like, just
Astrid Lindgren's? Or I assume they all were. She was from Sweden.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah, it was really good. And there was, like, I don't know, it was, there was, like, these fairies, and I don't knew usually like fantasy books, and this one was nice because it wasn't that fantastical, but then they were part, I don't know. What books did you read, Emily?
I've been reading... I started a book, but I'm not far enough in to talk about it, but I did finish The Impossible Knife of Memory by Laurie Hulse Anderson, who was also at Oblong Books last week.
Oh,
I went
cool.
to see, and she is great. She's a very good speaker.
Cool.
Has very interesting life experiences and had, I don't know, seemed like she had good advice.
Yeah.
Including, like, go away. Like, not from the bookstore, but, like... She thought it was very important to go out and do something.
Oh, that's nice.
So that you can have these experiences that you can then sort of learn from as an author and a person.
That's nice.
So she had like a hard time in high school and at some point was kind of like, I gotta go. And left and went to, I think it was Denmark or the Netherlands. But she went somewhere in Europe and worked on a pig farm for a year.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So she's like, hey, Mom, so I'm having a difficult time in high school. Can I go to Denmark and work on a pig farm? Okay, honey, have fun. Pack your things. That's interesting.
So.
Well, yeah. I mean, that sounds like good advice, you know? Yeah. My friend likes her books a lot, so.
Yeah. This one... oftentimes her books are drawn from sort of, as many authors are drawn from, somewhat from experience, but aren't, you know, memoirs.
Yeah.
And so this one was inspired in large part from her experience with sort of the veteran experience and her father's dealing with PTSD and seeing other people coming home from war and dealing with PTSD. So it's about a young woman named Haley, who has been kind of moving around a lot with her father, sort of trying to outrun the past, the bad memories. And but then they move back to his hometown where he grew up so that she can go to school and like they can try to have a normal life. But he's dealing with his PTSD and she's also dealing with being like new in an area and making friends. And it sort of centers both on her dealing with her issues at home and her relationship with her father and then also her sort of romance that she's sort of falling in love.
Fancy.
Yeah. So kind of those are her two main worlds and sort of when sometimes they collide and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're separate.
Is her mom there?
She's not.
Does it explain why or does she just not
be there? I don't want to say too much.
You'd have
to read. No, it's okay. It's a good question. Sometimes I don't know how much to give away.
I see.
Her mom is absent, so it's just her and her dad at home. And then sometimes his buddies come over from the base, and there's a female lady in their life as well.
A female lady.
Yes. Wow. Not a male lady, a female lady. Yeah, and then there's, you know, her friend, her best friend, and the boy she starts hanging out with.
Cute.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
So that's good. I mean, her writing's really, she's really good at character development, and I feel like her dialogue feels realistic. I didn't like this one as much as some of her other books, but I did like it a lot. But it wasn't my favorite of her
books. What was your favorite?
It's hard to say. Because I've read a few of them, and they're all pretty different. I really liked Speak a lot, which is what she's probably best known for.
Yeah.
I really liked Chains.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a historical fiction. She writes a lot of young adult, but she also writes picture books and middle grade books that are often historical fiction.
I think they read Chains in school at my school, maybe.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. Or, like, it was, like, strongly recommended that you read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't read the second book in that series yet, which is called Forge, which is about another character that's in Chains. Mm-hmm. But I want to. Chains was excellent. And I think we've talked about this on the show before. I'm not always drawn to historical fiction.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a person that hears about a great new historical fiction and is like, let me read that. I have to kind of find my way there. But I really loved, that was one of the examples of historical fiction that I really loved.
That's nice.
It was done very well, and it made me want to learn more about that time of history, which I think is great. When historical fiction isn't just a history lesson, but it actually just inspires you to learn more.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I think I liked those the most. And there's still books of hers that I haven't read yet that I've heard are great. So I'll get to them someday.
Ooh.
I'm not one of those people that rushes into reading everything by an author that I like.
Oh, yeah.
Because I kind of like the idea that there's always something to read.
I like...
So I still have a few more of hers left, a few more John Green, a few more Octavia Butler. So that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any authors like that I've read multiple things by... Unless it was, like, an accident.
Or a series.
Yeah. I don't remember, like, ever reading a book that I really liked and been like, oh, I should read more by this author. I more think, like, oh, I should read more things about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I don't look at the author, like, if you... I don't remember authors' names ever. I have to hear what they wrote. But yes. Did you know that we have a blog?
I did know that.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
It's wearebound.wordpress.com. And as we said at the start of the show, it's in need of a little update.
It is. And but it's still really nice.
Well, I'll probably get that update up.
Yeah. Wow.
Soon.
Ooh.
And soon we're also going to have a review from Maddie of The Diviners by Libba Bray.
Ooh, fancy.
She wrote an excellent review, so we have to get that posted up there for y'all to read.
Y'all got to read
Y'all got to read it.
Yeah. So, you should visit our blog because it would be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before we go, was there something you wanted to talk about today? And we don't have much time left, but maybe. You had a sort of bookish thing.
Well, that you wanted to share. I haven't actually read the book, but I want to talk about Sherlock because it's awesome. So, yeah. Sherlock is a TV show, and it's based on, very loosely based on Sherlock Holmes and, like, the books. Yeah. But very loosely based. But, you know, you can definitely see some elements. I haven't actually read the books, but... I've heard, you know, and I have friends who are really into it. And so Sherlock is basically like a modern day take on Sherlock Holmes. And it's got a very large fandom. So if you're into fangirling, you should start, you know, watching Sherlock. Although you probably already have if you're into fangirling. But yes. And it's like a BBC show with Benedict Cumberbatch and I'm blanking on his name.
I want to say Morgan Freeman, but that's totally not who it is. But something like Martin Freeman. I think.
Maybe. I don't know. And the other guy whose name
Hobbit.
I totally can't remember.
He's Bilbo.
But yeah. And
right?
He's awesome. Yeah. His name's John in the show. So.
Also known as Bilbo.
Yes. Sure. And so it's really good. And, you know, Sherlock is going around doing a Sherlock thing, being all antisocial. And instead of smoking a pipe like he's always supposed to be doing in the books, he's got his patches, like nicotine patches, and he's really trying to quit smoking. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the opposite, but you can see they're playing off of that. And there's a lot of other things that are like that too. And a lot of stuff happens. His brother is a big character named Mycroft, and he's pretty cool. There's this guy named Moriarty. It's such a good show that you even love the villains. There's no villains because you love them all, even if they're evil.
Thing?
Yeah.
It'd be pretty boring without villains.
It would. Yeah.
Although they maybe would pull it off.
I don't know. In Alias, I like all the villains too, except for Lauren, the one girl with the blonde hair. She's very annoying. Like, she makes me so upset that it's, oh my gosh, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hear ya.
It's really bad.
And this is all book related, just for the record.
Totally.
There's even books about Alias.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally. And a character in it got a first edition of Alice in Wonderland, which is a book, and therefore it's book related.
And highly related to today, since it's his birthday, Lewis Carroll.
Yes, exactly. So it's all relevant. And yeah. But, you know, it's afternoon now.
So that means we have to hand it over to the afternoon show.
Whee!
Who are great.
Yay.
So we hope you'll stay tuned and listen to that. And we'll be back next Monday at 3:30.
Yep.
Until then, happy
reading.